I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ever since my cop buddy explained to me that the stop signs in parking lots like Walmarts and stuff are not real, I roll them.
Are you kidding? Yeah, he said they're not real.
He goes, those aren't real. He goes, that's not city streets. He goes, that's private property. You can put a stop sign up on your land, but it doesn't mean people got to stop.
I'm blowing through now.
Yeah, well, we'll ask Sergeant Larkin. Sean, by the way, you should have seen T's face when I just said that. Like, his head exploded. Like, his mind just fell off his out of his nose. Goddamn!
Well, every day when I leave, we got drive to the Target parking lot, and then there's two sets of stop signs there. And I always, it pisses me off. People just roll through them because I stop for them. And
he's a law and order man.
See, I stop too.
I stop to make sure.
You know what I do? Go all the way down to the edge of the lot, over, and hang a left.
See, I just
he purposely goes through human traffic. You're stupid.
See, I go through the tweener and only have one.
If you just go all the way at the back and then come up the aisle, there's nothing. No people, no stop signs. I'm sorry for explaining reality.
Hey, Sean Sticks Larkin is on the hotline right now. Praise Christ.
For many reasons. Well, let's get him on.
Born December 7th in California. He is an over two-decade member of the Tulsa, Oklahoma Police Department who works as a gang unit supervisor. You can see him every week on the A&E series PD Cam, as well as on Live PD, which returns with new episodes on May 31st. Please welcome, friend of the show, Sergeant Sean Sticks Larkin.
How are you, brother? How's Oklahoma? Jesus Christ, you guys are getting beaten down there.
Yeah, it's wet. I can tell you that. Really, really wet.
Same here, man. Everything okay? No terrible tornadoes?
No, we had, here in Tulsa, in the northern part of our city, we had a small one that did hit kind of overnight 2 nights ago and did a little bit of damage. Some trees and a little bit of damage of some roofs. But right now, the big thing is worrying about flooding. They're having to open up some of the dams kind of upstream here. So we're expecting some flooding in the city today.
Yeah. Well, anytime you put up a sign that says, that don't drown, turn around stuff, and then people still drive by the blockades to go through the water, I feel like you shouldn't save them.
Man, it's incredible. I mean, it is mind-boggling to see people do that. And these guys, even in big trucks, try to do it across moving water, and they get swept away. So
yeah, that's the way it works.
It is. I know. Man, hopefully they'll be smart and stay out of it, because I don't want to. I'm not going to. I can tell you that. I'm not one of the guys that gets in the water going after.
No, man. No.
I know how to swim, but I'm no dummy.
So, listen, I was just telling T and his mind exploded. A cop friend of mine, and hopefully he told me it's right, we were talking about those stop signs you'll see on private property, like in Target parking lot or like that. I go, those are not real stop signs. I go, they're not. Mm-hmm. And it was like I told him the secret to life. I go, I can put a stop sign in on my driveway. It doesn't mean people have to stop.
Exactly. Yep.
I see people driving. So he's like, why isn't there a cop around again? There was a stop sign right there.
Just look at it. And I just ruined his entire life by giving him the truth about that. Yeah. You believe it or not, T, cops have better things to do than run over to Target and monitor the goddamn stop sign.
You know what? And I'll tell you this, because it's private property, just like that stop sign, we don't work traffic accidents typically on, private parking lots like that.
Right.
Unless there's an injury.
That's it. So,
because it is. Yep.
Because they have real work to do. Actual work.
There's your gift.
We have gangsters at Chase.
That's right. By the way, how was New York City? Did you make it over to Jimmy's Corner?
I have not. No, not yet.
All right.
I assure you, though, that I am. I will be back out there for a week in the first part of June. We're going to shoot some more PD cam that week. And I will have a lot more free time than I typically do.
And you got all new episodes of Live PD returning the 31st through the 1st, 8 o'clock on A&E. So that's going to be huge. And you guys, congratulations again, man. We did Full Throttle Saloon for 5 years, and it was a lot of fun. But having a little more knowledge of what it all means and how it goes, you're like a unicorn, man. You guys are killing Live PD, PD Cam, all of it is really going great, man. I mean, it's amazing.
It is. And, you know, this is obviously, we've talked about this, you know, my first stint in TV. And so this is what I'm expecting anything in the future to be like. You know, this is, I don't want to say, I guess, blew my wad here. I guess is the way to say it. You know, this thing's a hit. And, you know, if I'm fortunate to be a part of something else, I hope it has the same ride as this. This is incredible.
Have you hit that insane part where you just have no more anonymity?
Just to be honest, yes. But I was with some guys yesterday having breakfast, and you know, people there wanted to take pictures and an autograph. And that's what I said. I said, man, but these are all positive contacts.
Absolutely, you know? They are.
Because people typically, you know, with police officers, you only deal with us in bad times. You know, when you're getting stopped for a traffic stop, or we come out to your house because something bad happened, and. You know, these are people now that are coming up and just wanting to be friendly with the police and take pictures with officers and talk about whether it's IPD or the job. And so it's all good, you know, positive comments. I mean, contacts, and I'll take those all day long for sure.
We talked about this early on that, you know, because of the news, let me rephrase that, because of the things we've seen on the news, which are real. Right. Look, there's been a percentage. It's just like anything else. There's doctors that aren't great. There's disc jockeys that aren't great. There's, you know, cops that aren't great.
Yep.
And it's a very small percentage, but it's real. And so the problem is, you know, if it bleeds, it leads on the news. So they never show you the 99.9% of an amazing cops who are underpaid, overworked, and put their life on the line every day. They show you the worst because that's the draw, right? So when you see somebody like you who represents correctly, that is important. I mean, it's really important, man. Amazingly important. So it's going to be a lot, but you really are doing something much bigger than yourself for this.
Well, man, I really appreciate it. I do appreciate you recognizing, you know, that for us out there and saying that. Thank you.
Well, I'll tell you, my buddy Jesse from Jackal, he sold platinum records, and he was a big star. That TV show thing, I remember we were in Nashville walking down the road. I was behind him and just watching this from ages 8 to 80. He couldn't move 3 feet. And it gets pretty weird, man, pretty fast. So you'll handle it beautifully, but it's out of control.
It is. Like I said, it's something else. You know, when it first started and people in Tulsa recognize you when you're wearing your uniform, that's kind of normal. But when you're in plain clothes and you're traveling places, stuff like that, and you start getting it. And I'll tell you, I know I'm supposed to meet up with you at Rocklahoma, and I'm going to. I'm not sure if it's tomorrow night or Sunday. I'm going to see you there. But just kind of following the story we're talking about, you know, I got contacted but for a big band down in Houston that's having a party, and so I'm going to fly down there Saturday morning to do it. It's just, other musicians, people I've done some things for recently, it just like blows me away. I'm like, these are people I've seen on TV or followed for 10 years or whatever it is. And, you know, to be in contact with them, to do some things to help them out, whether it's a charity deal or, one person asked me to sign an autographed pic for their daughter who's graduating, high school. And, you know, that was from a lead singer, Rascal Flatts. I just did that a couple of days ago. Right. And I'm just like, man, this is crazy. These are people I've seen or known about for years. And, to be in this position as a police officer doing that, it's just awesome.
Well, let me tell you something. If you're anywhere near the stage when Jackal is on Sunday, when those guys go on right before Bush and after Blackberry, I can assure you, they are all huge fan of police officers, and you will end up on stage with Jesse. That is a guarantee.
All right, man. Heck yeah. Let's do it.
All right. Well, listen, hopefully let's catch up in Oklahoma. I know you got stuff going, and I know they got you running, but I will make sure that you've got all your credentials and your tickets, and you're all 100% taken care of, man. Don't worry about that. I'll just I'll reach out to you in the next couple of days and get all the information for you. But everything will be handled.
You're awesome, man. Looking forward to seeing you.
Hey, look, man, everybody, don't forget, all new episodes of Live PD returning Friday 31st through the 1st, 8 o'clock on A&E. And, man, be safe down there in Tulsa. Try to get a little rest, and hopefully Rocklahoma this weekend.
Yes, sir. Sounds good, man. You guys take care of yourself.
All right, my friend. Take care.
Stay there.